If their Rebbe wanted to, we could bring the Mashiach. Not that their Rebbe was the Mashiach, but that if he wanted to, we could bring the Mashiach. And there are legends that Rebbes got together to bring the Mashiach. And always something happened, because in heaven they didn't want it to occur. But the basis of the legend is that it's possible for us to bring them. It's really up to us. We can force heaven's hand, so to speak. Now that's a radical idea. And they were the ones that were able to revive it. They were the ones that were able to restore it. They were the ones that were able to force it into existence. And it became the basis of a stronger and greater optimism among the Jewish people than had existed in the century before. It almost wiped out the bad taste and the frightening aspects of the Shabsai Tzvi debacle. And because of that, then its effect was far more wide-reaching than people usually are ready to give credit to. Far more wide-reaching in Jewish life. And that became especially true as Hasidus grew, and it became the establishment. From about 1850 on, Hasidus became the establishment. When it became the establishment, the revolution started to end. Then it became the defender of the faith. And we'll see that both the Chassidim and the Misnagdim would now have to unite to face a new enemy, an enemy that threatened the existence of Judaism, traditional Judaism per se, the Haskalah. That, in effect, really ended the machlokas between the Chassidim and the Misnagdim.